It's All Things Considered on WFAE. I'm Nick Della Canal. There is big news coming from the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Government Center. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles and the majority of the Charlotte City Council voted last week to, quote, end the employment of the city attorney, Patrick Baker. That's according to a memo obtained by WFAE and people familiar with the matter. And joining me to talk about this is WFAE's Steve Harrison. Steve, what is going on? Why are the city and its top attorney parting ways?
Nick, to start, the mayor and the city council can only hire and fire three people: the city manager, the city clerk, and the city attorney. Baker has held the job since 2019, but now it appears that he will soon be gone. The memo obtained by WFAE does not disclose the reason for Lyles and the council's decision, but multiple city council members who participated in the discussions said part of his performance review when the decision was made was Baker's decision this spring to facilitate a public records request from WFAE about the city's proposed transportation plan.
Okay, wait, explain that.
Yeah, under City Manager Marcus Jones, the City of Charlotte has been very slow to fulfill public records requests, which it's required to do by state law. A memo from City Clerk Stephanie Kelly from early October shows the city has 415 outstanding records requests from 2024, 411 from 2023, 396 outstanding requests from 2022, and 350 unfulfilled requests from 2021. Like many media outlets, WFAE has had a problem with this. This spring, I requested the draft legislation for a proposed transit authority in a new 1-cent sales tax. Under the state's public records laws, draft documents are public records. The city refused to release the document, and after weeks of delays, Baker then sent WFAE a copy of the bill in order to comply with state law. And during Baker's performance review in closed session earlier this month, Mayor Pro Tem Dante Anderson told Baker that he had, quote, leaked the document, according to four people who were part of the discussion.
But it's not a leak to give the public something it's entitled to.
Exactly.
Okay, well, were there any other reasons?
Well, city council members did not want to be named because personnel matters are confidential. Some said the public document piece was only a small part of their decision and they wanted better representation from Baker. They also talked in closed session about his role in representing the city in a complicated negotiation with the Charlotte Hornets over hundreds of millions of dollars in publicly funded improvements to the city-owned Spectrum Center. And the vote on city council wasn't unanimous. Some weren't ready to move forward with the separation. Mayor Vi Lyles and Baker declined to comment to me.
Okay, so what's next?
The city has laid out two options for Baker's future, according to the memo. He can retire in 8 months at the end of the fiscal year. That would allow him to, quote, communicate his separation as a voluntary retirement. The other option is that he would be able to access a lump sum payment per an employment agreement once he's let go. The city is hiring attorney Anthony Fox to handle its negotiations about Baker's severance, according to the document. And that's Anthony Fox who works at Parker Poe, not the same Anthony Fox who was the city's former mayor.
That's WFAE's Steve Harrison. Steve, thank you.
Thanks, Nick.